I was meditating this morning when I got up on Psalms 91, having no idea anything. And so, praise God, it's already taken care of. We dwell in a safe and secure spot in the Lord. Amen. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. He is our stabilizer. And I just love how that reads in the Amplified. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. And so that's what we're doing tonight. And as always, and we believe God. And so no weather is a challenge for our God. It must go. In Jesus' name, it has gone. Well, if you wanted to title this tonight, I said State of the Union. So you probably think I'm going to get into politics tonight. Yeah, no, I'm not. If you know anything about me, that's not me. And so, no, the State of the Union, as it pertains to the school, they had asked me to minister tonight, and I was meditating and asking the Lord and seeking the Lord, what is it you'd have me to share? And it just kept coming up, State of the Union, State of the Union. And I'm like, State of my Union with John, State of the Union, what? Exactly, what does that mean? And so I'm like, how would that pertain to me? Well, I have a friend of ours. I'm not going to mention his name because Pastor Hagen mentioned his name enough, and I know his wife's probably having a hard enough time just shoving that big old head right into the house right now because his head's probably like this. But I have a friend, and he did graduation service here, and Mom had made the announcement she was retiring, and he looked over and he goes, who's stepping up as principal? And John pointed over at me, and he goes, First Lady. And so that's what he calls me from this point on. If he mentions me at all on social media, it's always First Lady. And so I thought it was funny that I was like, well, God and this man have a sense of humor that it was the title for tonight was State of the Union, and to address about the school. And so that's what I'm going to do tonight. We have lots of testimonies and different things that happen, and you're a part of that. You may not know this, but our tuition is the lowest tuition in the county, in the city, in this area, in the tri-state area probably. We have one of the lowest tuitions. And you may be like, well, okay. Well, that's because the church takes care of our building. It takes care of a good deal because it's a mission. It is a mission. Pastor Mark and Miss Margaret, the desire of their heart was that Christian education was affordable. And so that if you want to put your children through a Christian education, it would be affordable. And still, it takes quite a deal of faith for people to make that jump. But you're a part of that. So just like the mission people that you see, we had Mission Sunday last Sunday, and you saw their faces on the screen or on the back of the bulletin, and we report from time to time things that are going on. I felt it was important, and actually Miss Margaret, my mom, I don't know if I do anything without being spurred by my mother, the Holy Ghost, you know, and my mother and the Holy Ghost. And I don't know if I do anything in my life without first being spurred by her a little. And she had made the comment, we need to incorporate some testimonies like from winter retreat from the school. Because we had a good bit of kids from the school to go, and they go to our summer camp too. And so this is an outreach. And so I'm gonna read a few things, and I'm going to be reading a lot of things, actually. And one thing that I did, because this was on my heart, I went and asked the children today. I said, I gave them a piece of paper. It was goes like this, and it says, "We would like to know your testimony. Please mark one or all that apply to you. While attending Cleveland Christian School this year, I asked Jesus into my heart for the first time. I rededicated my life and my commitment to live for Christ. A teacher or staff member prayed for me and I was healed. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I was given a Bible verse to stand on and I overcame blank." And then I said, "Or if you want to share your testimony, just write it on the back." I had an overwhelming response to that today. I only left it open for a couple of hours. My office was flooded with students who wanted to share their testimony. And I said, "You don't have to put your name on things." Several of them said, "Say my name." They're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So I stand before you to say the state of our union is excellent. It's to the glory of God. It's anointed and it's equipped. And there's a purpose. And we're fulfilling the purpose of God each and every day. And it's for such a time as this. And the young people are strong. And they are hungry. And they are growing. And so that's what I want to talk about or speak on, share on this evening, is the state of our union and what's going on here. In my lifetime, I was given three different mandates. I grew up underneath three different mandates. The earliest mandate that I can speak of is from Brother Hagen, and that's go teach my people faith. So my father attended a Rhema Bible Training Center, now Rhema Bible College, and he was given that mandate, but that mandate was given to the family. And so as you know, the head of the household and then in the family as a father and the pastor, it was just something that was instilled on the inside of us. And I have that sign hanging so every day that as I leave my house, it's right there, go teach my people faith. So I took up that mandate. The other mandate I graduated under because it's the mandate of the school. And Pastor Mark and Miss Margaret, when they opened the school, they said, "It is our desire that children are released into the world, not only with an educated mind, but also with a highly trained spirit, a fervent love for God and His Word, and a mind and body consecrated and dedicated unto Him." So I was trained up with that mandate and graduated with that mandate upon me. And from there, because I, the way that I was trained up, I had a great desire to go to Oral Roberts University. That desire was placed in me at a young age, and so I went there. So the next mandate that I saw as I entered and exited chapel every week, raise up your students to hear my voice, to go where my light is dim, where my voice is heard small. And my healing power is not known even to the uttermost bounds of the earth. Their work will exceed yours. And in this I am well pleased. That mandate hangs behind my desk. And entering my office is the mandate that the Lord had given my parents. That our desires that children released in the world not only with an educated mind but also with a highly trained spirit. And so I believe, God, that anointing and that equipping has been placed upon me and in the school to do just that. Every teacher that we have has that mandate. And so, therefore, that is what we achieve. The students, have been having a project. We don't do fundraisers around here necessarily. We do mission projects. We give away from ourselves. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And so we have mission projects. And in the Bible, we are instructed to go to all the world, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Well, if you look back at the mandate that, that I go by that's in my heart, then and in the school, then we train the children to be mission-minded. How are you building up the kingdom of God? And so they've had projects along the way. So we break up not into semesters, but quarters. We have four quarters. So in the first quarter, we had a mission project called the BLESS program. And in the BLESS program, that's with ACE. That's the curriculum we use. And that's a program that they do. And they go all over. They set up little learning centers for 6 to 12 weeks. And they teach ABCs, but they share Jesus. They're sharing Jesus. And so we support them. So this year we were able to give them $200. This is with the offerings that the children bring in chapel service. On Wednesdays we have chapel service. And so they come in and they give. They gave $200. So then Miss Svetlana came to town. And she shared about Ukraine. She shared about Heart to Heart International. And the children fell in love with her. I mean, how do you not fall in love with Svetlana? And so they gave to her. And in that first offering, I believe they gave her $100. So they gave her $100 for Heart to Heart. Well, then next, in that third quarter, we have Baby Bottle Boomerang, which is with New Hope Pregnancy Center. They get excited about Baby Bottle Boomerang, let me tell you. We have little babies that are the little silicone babies that represent a 12-week-old baby. And so what we say is you can spiritually adopt these babies. And what we're doing when I say you spiritually adopt this baby, you're spiritually taking a baby that was meant for abortion, and you're claiming it. You're claiming it back to life. It will fulfill its purpose. And so these children, if you're going to take one, you have to promise to pray for it. But then once you do that, they're yours for life. So from now until eternity, as you think of this child, you pray for it. One day you'll meet this child in heaven. And they're going to say, thank you. But being kingdom-minded. So taking something that's not eternal, like money, and turning it into something that is eternal. Your dollar can get a bag of chips, or it can save a spirit that will be in heaven for the rest of its life. And that's what we're trying to do, is teach them to be kingdom-minded. So for that project, they gave $3,609. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, here we had fourth quarter coming up. We have this going on in Ukraine, and I told the children, I said, I'm not sure what to do for our fourth project, but I started thinking about Svetlana and Heart to Heart and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. What do y'all think? And they cheered. Did they not, guys? They cheered. And they said, yes, what we want to do. So as of right now, we have sent over approximately $80 more dollars. So we've given $180, but that doesn't count the deposit that I have and some money that I have in my office. So I know we're over a $200 mark there. And so when you add that up, we're going over $4,000 in missions that the children have given this year. Praise God. Children, $4,000 in missions. Hallelujah. Being kingdom-minded. So, saying all that to say, today, I want to get some testimonies. Today, when I asked them, I said, I want you to share your story. And so, we did this from the first grade up, is how I did it. It was kind of hard to explain it to the kindergartners exactly and do it. So we did it to those that can read and write all on their own and have a little more understanding. Of course, their teachers help them. And you're going to see in some of the testimonies, it's real funny because in Miss Nikki's class, she's like, now, I did not coach them to say some of that stuff. I just want you to know. I'm like, right. But so first time salvations. I asked Jesus into my heart for the first time, a total of 11 this year. this year. Rededications. I rededicated my life and commitment to God. 25. Healings. My teacher prayed for me and I was healed. 12. Now, this isn't all of them. I went today and asked them. And so they wrote things down. So this is just the response from today and of what they could remember and know. 12. Baptisms in the Holy Spirit. 6. Overcame adversity. The teacher came to me and gave me a scripture, and I overcame. There was 17. Testimonies turned in. 22. So would you like to hear some of those? The answer is yes. Choose life. Okay. Now, this one was a report. Miss Brittany gave it to me because it went along with what we were talking about, why I love my school. I love my school because it's a Christian school. I have called this place my home, given 11 years, going on 11 years. It's truly been a great place to go to school. I love being surrounded by people that love me. I have so many memories at this school. I remember standing in line by the bathroom, looking down at the people playing basketball. The younger grades are up above. So when you go in the gym and you look up above, those are the little kid classrooms. The high school's downstairs, eighth grade, part of the eighth grade, and the high school are downstairs. Standing in line by the bathroom, looking down at the people playing basketball. I would stand there and watch, wishing I could be like them. Now, I'm the one down in the gym, looking up at them, reflecting on the past. I hope to be the best basketball player and role model that I can be. I love the godly people in my school. I'm so thankful my parents chose to put me in this school. I know not everyone is here that wants to be here, but I'm glad I am. I love that you know everyone, and it feels more like a family. I just want to say thank you for everyone that is here and the godly role models that I have in my life. So, that was one of our high school students. I'm going to read a portion of this. I love my school. I started a new school recently. Before I went, I was very anxious. But when I came to school and first entered my class, my teacher made me feel welcome. As soon as I got settled down, I met everyone. I felt loved and embraced. We have opening in chapel. We have chapel on Wednesdays and an opening every day except on Mondays. Chapel is like church. They say a sermon and then we pray. When we pray at school, it helps us to be better students, and God helps us stay focused and finish our daily work. I love my school because everyone is kind, loving, and sweet. This is a recent one from the winter retreat. This is my testimony. The whole winter retreat experience was so anointed, but Saturday night really changed my heart. Before that trip, I had heavy weights on my shoulder that I didn't think I could get rid of. Thoughts of being worthless, never good enough, and always a burden were holding me down. I have so many people around me who care for me and are there for me, but the devil and myself wouldn't let me believe it. Saturday night at winter retreat, it was laid on Matthew's heart to share his testimony. His testimony was exactly spot on of what I was dealing with and how I felt inside. He offered to pray for anyone who wanted to let go and make a decision, a choice to change. I couldn't even let him finish his sentence when I stood up. His testimony and his prayer over me made a click in my heart. Though I struggle and I have days where I don't see any point of getting out of bed, I made a choice. And I will not let go. I will not give up on that choice or myself. I'm proud of myself for making that decision to fully surrender and give it to God. God never leaves. He is always there. Don't stray away from Him. Don't let your feelings and your emotions be bigger than your faith. Even though you can't see the peak of the mountain, keep walking and don't look back. God knows your worth, and people around you know your worth. Believe it. Trust in God's plan for you. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For I know, Jeremiah 29:11-13, for I know the plans I have for you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Some of these children I've counseled because they've been having suicidal thoughts. Anxious thoughts. I've had some children so anxious because they couldn't leave their parents. But God. But God. But God. I was given a verse to stand on, and I overcame sickness. I was healed from the stomach virus. I found a verse to stand on, and I overcame fear and depression. A teacher and a staff member prayed for me, and I was encouraged to keep on going. I was given a verse to stand on, and I overcame fear. I accepted Christ already, but Miss Sheila's sermons helped me with it. I was given a verse to stand on, and I overcame fear and stress. Philippians 4:13 and Deuteronomy 31:6. I was given a Bible verse, and I stood on it, and I overcame fear. I love this school so much, and I don't want to go anywhere else. This child couldn't even stay at school. This child couldn't stay in the classroom. This child couldn't even walk anywhere by themselves without extreme panic attacks and fear. Now this child goes all through the school laughing and asking me to pray for others. I was given a verse to stand on, and I overcame being mean. My favorite scripture verse is Psalms 23:1-3. If you knew that, kid, that's the truth. I was given a Bible verse to stand on, and I overcame anxiety. Christ has brought me through many things in the past few years in my life. I felt so lost. I felt I had no purpose. I doubted my self-worth. I went through an eating disorder of 3 years and felt there was no way out. After 3 years, I fully committed to giving it to God and recovering. It was challenging and so scary, but I'm happy to say that I am healed. I've also struggled with anxiety. I felt nobody understood or felt what I was going through, and I was alone. I felt I was never good enough, and I didn't deserve anything but God. But God turned it around. This past summer, I went to camp where I felt God's healing power and fully committed my life to Him. I had tried medications for my anxiety, but none could come close to God's healing. I got baptized, and it felt like my whole life was turned around. God gave me a purpose and joy. I felt like God was telling me something still wasn't quite right. I felt like my school wasn't where I was supposed to be. And me and my parents started looking for new schools, and that's when we came upon CCS. This school has been such a blessing in my life, and I am so grateful. I had been doing so well in all aspects of my life, and I give God all the credit. I feel so blessed, and I'm excited to see where pursuing God will lead in my given purpose. I want to know my purpose. This school has been life-changing for me. The teachers and staff have been a big part of my high school experience. I haven't struggled with anything significant, but the small things that I've struggled with, I've overcome. Not only with the Word, but with the strong leadership that I have here in this school. Ms. Sheila's been one of the biggest influences in my life these past 3 years, and the things and the other teachers have helped me overcome and spoken to my life wasn't just for the schoolwork, but it helped me to realize my calling and what I'm meant to live out every day. CCS has been a gift, and it has been some of the best years of my life yet. Thank you. I was given a verse to stand on and overcame fear and anxiety, and knowing I couldn't have faced what I went through without God. Now, this one is very, very recent. This is a miracle. I broke my foot, and I'm not even supposed to be able to walk on it now. I had all my friends, family, and people at school pray for me. I was healed in 50 days. I was supposed to have surgery and have a pin put in my foot, but the bone fused together, and I am healed. I am running and almost jumping, and I'm back to playing volleyball tomorrow. God has really opened my eyes to His amazing healing power. I experienced some really hard times, but I also knew who to go to, and I felt peace every time. Honestly, winter retreat changed everything for me. That's all I have to say. I was scared that nobody would like me, but I overcame that. Someone gave me a verse, and I overcame fear. A teacher prayed for me, and I was healed. I had warts on my hand, and they were going to be there for a long time. My teacher / mommy prayed that they would be gone. The next day when we went to the doctor, one of them fell off, and we didn't even walk through the door because she spoke against it. I was given a Bible verse to stand on, and I overcame self-hatred and anxiety. I learned new things I never thought about from all the people that would talk during chapel. It brought me closer to God and made me rethink my life. I was given a verse to stand on, and I overcame fear of the devil. I asked God for him to be gone from me, and he is. Did you hear that? I overcame fear of the devil. I told him to be gone. And he is. There you go. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit while I was at summer camp. My life has forever been changed. I've been through some pretty rough stuff in my past because of my dad. A couple of months ago, I started losing hope on my situation. I never would have thought when I came to this school it would change my life. I've been blessed to have the amazing friends that I do. Now I still have my doubts, but my faith and hope is a lot higher thanks to CCS. I'm so thankful to be surrounded by such incredible people. I learned over the last few months that healing can take time. I thought my world was ending. God was just building it up even more. When I thought I had no purpose, it turns out that God was just helping to show me my purpose. I have been so encouraged the past few weeks and so filled with the Holy Spirit. It's like nothing I've experienced before. I can't wait to see how God will use me to share that joy with others. I was given a verse to stand on, and I overcame depression and suicidal thoughts. Isaiah 53:4. Another one, I overcame depression and anxiety. This child right here went to the winter retreat. She was dealing with some things. She was one of the first ones to get sick on the trip. She went forward to be prayed for. When she got back, she found out her cousin had taken his own life. And she came in my office and sat, and I said, "How are you?" She goes, "I'm okay." She said, "All I know is God went before me and He prepared my heart. I'm okay." Amen. Amen. There was drama at the school, and I asked Jesus to help there to be peace and words of encouragement in my classroom, and everything has been the way I was asking it to be. I know it doesn't sound that big, but it was to me. Now, these are from the classroom that the teacher said I did not coax them. At my old school, I didn't like it. I like it here. At my old school, I didn't like math. I like my new school math, and I like my teacher. I like my friends. She's the best teacher. I like my teacher. I want to stay with my teacher. I love my teacher, and I like going outside. My first day, I did not like my old school, and I didn't want to lose it. But then I went to Miss Nikki, and I like this school, and I like math. I like going outside and playing on the playground and playing basketball, and I like my teacher. Here is awesome. I like this school, better than my old school, and I like my teacher, and I want to stay with my teacher. Goes, I didn't tell them to say that. We are a family. We are a family. I had a parent to message me, and because what they were seeing with their students and what their students were coming home and saying, they've started tuning in. They may be watching tonight, but they started tuning into the services and hearing the messages. They said, I wasn't familiar with Word of Faith, so I'm very interested. Do you have any books? Does Pastor have any books they could recommend? So, of course, Pastor sent a couple of books to them. So I got this note, thank you so much for the generous and kind gifted books. I intend on sharing all the truths in them with my children. I even rose early to start reading The Tongue of Creative Force. One of my favorite scriptures has always been in Isaiah, where God says that the word would not return void. I have a feeling that I have no clue what the fullness of that passage really means. Thank you for providing an amazing environment for my children to leaven in. These are just a very few of the testimonies that we experience day in and day out here at the school. And a passage that came to mind as I was preparing for tonight, and I hope this is encouraging to you. I hope this challenges you to pray for the school. Just a couple of weeks ago, I had someone say, my son's being bullied. Do you have a place? I had one little spot. And where they needed to go, they took it. He told me, I'm staying here. I'm not going anywhere else. I'm thankful. Is it perfect? No. Are you? Is it perfect? No. But we strive. But in Acts 14:23, nope, that's not what I want. Acts 14:27. It says, when they had come and gathered the church together, they reported all that God had done with them and that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And the Amplified, arriving there, they gathered the church together and declared all that God had accomplished with them and how he had opened to the Gentiles a door of faith in Jesus as the Messiah. Through him we obtain salvation in the kingdom of God. I just wanted to gather you together tonight and give you a taste of Cleveland Christian School. Children's lives are being changed. Families' lives are being changed. This year, the Lord, I was praying, Lord, what do I need to believe you for going into 2021 and 2022? And I wrote this down, believing for students and families that receive what we have, honor what we have, give and add to what we offer. And so that's what I believe, God, that we've had families to come in and add to us. But receive what we have, not reject or question, but be receptive. One thing that, did you notice a lot about anxiety and depression and fear? Do you feel like that's extreme for these young children, right? Well, let me tell you something. In this world that we're living in, the devil is wanting nothing more to take out these children. We're seeing higher levels of anxiety, depression, and fear, and suicidal thoughts to take their life out. That's why we stand for life and we overcome, and that we speak against abortion and we stand strong for life and we teach purpose. Because the devil wants them to not fulfill their purpose. Get them so twisted up that they don't understand, and if they can't be taken out at birth, they'll take themselves out. But God. And so we're speaking the truth of God's word. And we're coming against fear and oppression and depression and anxiety because it has no place here. And in their monthly scripture verses, we're focusing on Philippians 4. We're focusing on Romans. And we're in Romans 10, where the word is near you, even in your mouth, this word of faith that we preach, and that you will confess with your mouth. You believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus is Lord and Savior, and He is your Lord. You believe. And so we're teaching them these things. And you stand on the word and you push against. When these things kind of push against you, you push back. Because they really have no problem when someone takes their ball away to push back. When they're out there playing and someone takes something, they have no problem pushing back. Well, you push back against the thoughts. In the day and age we live in, there's a lot of talk about mental health and taking mental days and your mental stability. I'm telling you, it is out there. In the programs they're watching, you're okay to feel the way that you feel. Let's nurture that feeling. And what we're telling them is you don't nurture anything that is not seen in the Word of God, that's not pure, lovely, of a good report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, you're going to think on those things. And we're going to cast down every evil and vain imagination that would try to exalt itself above the Word of God. Because it has no place. And they're learning this. The other day, the little girl that was full of anxiety come and she had her hand. She was holding someone else. She brought him in. She goes, "Fear and depression right here. I'm going to leave them with you." And she turned around and walks off. And the little kid's like, and I was like, "All right, let's do it. Let's pray. What's going on? Let's get a verse." So we sit there, we listen to him, we give him a verse. It is amazing to see what God is doing through these children. The heart that they have. That they're reaching out. There's a passage of scripture that also the Lord gave to me going into this year. And it's so incredible. And I'm sharing these things with you to come along. You're already alongside of us because you're in this church. The school and this church are one. There isn't anything that we do in this school over here that's not a part of this church. And I thank you for it. Golly, I thank you for it. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for it. I was brought up on both sides, church and school. I love this place. It's in my blood. And I thank you. Because you stood with us. And you stand with us. And we're going forward. Because we're a mighty moving force. And in Zechariah 3, it says, "Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord." I'm in the New King James now. And I'm sorry, guys. I keep going between the Amplified and the New King James. Matthew, I love you. You're awesome. "So then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?' Now Joshua was clothed in filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, 'Take away the filthy garments from him.' And to him he said, 'See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes.' And I said, 'Let them put a clean turban on his head.' So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, 'If you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. I will give you places to walk among those who stand here.'" What I had written down, I felt like the Lord had given me. Joshua standing before God, and Satan stood to oppose him. God said to remove filthy garments that clothed him. It was not how God identified him. He clothed him in rich robes and changed his identity. Kids have been identified as ADHD, learning disabilities, or slow, mean, sickly. as they enter, God offers a new set of clothes. We don't stand with the opposition. We act as the angel, the servant to God, redressing the individual with admonishment. You can stay here if you follow these commands and you do as we ask. You can stay here and you have a place here. Joshua, the individual, the student, they have their part to follow. It's their choice. If they follow through, then they will have a place to walk and to be as CCS. So being a part of CCS, what does that mean? Well, I was thinking about this. Our logo is Crusaders. I should have wore red tonight. I missed it. Sorry. But we're Crusaders. And I always say we're Crusaders for Christ. I know you have your Crusader gear on. I know. John always crosses all the T's and dots all the I's. I'm here. By the grace of God. Go with me. So anyway, we are Crusaders for Christ is what I like to say. So I started meditating on that. So here's the challenge. Here's our declaration. This is who we are. We're Crusaders for Christ. We're armed with the Word of God and led by His Spirit. We are called, we are chosen, we are anointed. We are love in action. We are reaching a lost and hurting world with the message of Christ to build the kingdom of God. We are on a mission. That mission, we're plundering hell to populate heaven. Here we come. We crusade on. So tonight, I just want to let you know, the State of the Union, anointed, driven, empowered by the Holy Spirit, firm on the Word of God, solidified, being perfected day by day. How are we going? With joy. With love. And we're fulfilling a purpose. And the mission is strong. And the kingdom of God is growing day by day. And we're going to see it to the end. I thank you for your support and prayers and love and encouragement. We thank you. I pray that you were blessed, and I pray this blessed you to hear these testimonies from these young children. And guess what? You're a crusader too. Amen. Amen. One thing I'll add to this. The children minister to the teachers just as much as the teachers minister to the children. On my hard days, I have a letter that hangs in my office. It's on a shelf. It's from when I was a teacher. And Emily Graham wrote with Jaden. And in that year, we did a challenge of writing down what you believed about your fellow classmen. And so then I put it together in a letter. I took them all up. Your fellow class believes you are precious in His sight, worthy, an overcomer, all these things. Little did I know, Jaden and Emily did that for their teacher. So on the hard days, I look at that and I go, that's right. I know who I am in Christ. I'm an overcomer, and we have a mission. So kids are ministering to adults, and adults are ministering to kids. And boy, it's a lot of fun. And on the days that it's not so fun, we put on our big girl, big guy pants, and we march on. Because we're overcomers. Got anything? Of course you do.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome, dear.
I'll say this, you know, I'm so glad she shared this. Day in and day out, you know, here at the school, of course, the church is going, but, you know, we are consumed with the school from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, sometimes later than that, depending on when the kids get picked up. But, you know, we're excited. Excuse me, she gets here at 7:30, 7:25. Doors open at, excuse me, every minute counts. Everybody stand up. We are excited about what's happening, and I'm glad she shared about the school because the school is very much a part of who we are. And, of course, you know, one of the biggest mission outreaches that we have is the school. And but we're excited. We're starting to see some. I was writing something down. I'm going to share Sunday. But we're starting to see answers to prayers. We're starting to see things come to pass that we've been believing God for years. And now's the time we're going to start seeing some answers. We're going to start seeing some things change. And I believe there's some big change coming on the horizon for the kingdom of God. I believe we're going to start seeing some people come back that have fallen away for various reasons. And God is a merciful God. We've been talking about that. God is a merciful God. There's always a way back. Oh, and thank God. Thank God that He's a God of mercy. Thank God that we have a message that we can share with somebody that says, it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. What are you doing today? What are you doing right now? Make a decision for Him. Allow Him to make the difference in your life from this point on. Glory to God. That's the message that we have. Amen. And we're seeing it all over the place. Thank God. Glory to God. Were you blessed tonight? Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. You got something? Text from the parent?
Asking to pray for her son because she's had to take him to T.C. Thompson. She's okay. Need to send it to Sheila. He has a staph infection right now, and they're taking him back to T.C. Thompson.
Okay. Send that to me. We'll do it in prayer also. Praise God. Hey, if you can, stay and pray with us. We'll get started here in just a few minutes. We don't pray long. We pray effectively. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Mark and Ms. Margaret will be back with you on Sunday morning. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.